We've been focused on the AV and technology story all morning, but we need to acknowledge the breaking news coming out of the Middle East this Sunday. The IDF began a wave of strikes in southern Lebanon on Sunday morning, according to Israeli and Lebanese media. This follows a drone attack attributed to Hezbollah. Lebanese media are reporting that one of the buildings struck served as a hospital, with at least two people reportedly killed. This is an active and developing story, and we're working with early stage reporting, so I want to be careful about overstatement here.
The context for this exchange matters. The relationship between Israel and Hezbollah has been in an uneasy phase since the conclusion of the last major conflict cycle, with periodic skirmishes across the Blue Line, the UN demarcated boundary between Israel and Lebanon, continuing on a low-level basis. Each escalation carries the risk of triggering a response cycle that exceeds either side's intent to control. A Hezbollah drone attack followed by IDF airstrikes in southern Lebanon is not, unfortunately, an unusual sequence, but the involvement of what Lebanese media are describing as a hospital raises the diplomatic stakes considerably.
The international law dimension here is one that Sarah knows well. Strikes on medical facilities are among the most heavily scrutinized actions under the laws of armed conflict, even when military justifications are offered. Israel has in the past argued that Hezbollah uses civilian infrastructure, including medical facilities, to store weapons or shield military operations, which under the laws of war would affect the protected status of those structures. But the burden of proof for that justification is high, and the reputational and diplomatic costs of a hospital strike are substantial regardless of the legal argument.
The United States, the European Union, and the United Nations will all be watching the casualty figures and the IDF's stated justification closely. The current U.S. posture toward Israel has been one of continued security support while expressing private concern about civilian casualties, a balance that becomes harder to maintain as incidents like this accumulate. What happens in the next 24 to 48 hours, whether this remains a single exchange or triggers a broader escalation, will determine whether this becomes a multi-day international story or remains a localized incident.
For listeners trying to understand the broader regional architecture, Hezbollah's military capacity has been a contested variable since the 2024 conflict. Some assessments suggest the organization has substantially rebuilt its drone and rocket capabilities, others suggest significant degradation. Sunday's drone attack, if confirmed, would suggest their long-range strike capacity is more intact than some intelligence assessments had indicated. That's a significant data point for Israeli defense planners, and it likely informs the scale and targeting of the IDF response we're seeing this morning.
We'll continue tracking this story as reporting develops. It's a reminder that even in a week dominated by technology and business narratives, the physical security landscape in the Middle East remains the most immediate daily driver of geopolitical risk for the global economy, given the region's centrality to energy markets and shipping routes.